Remember that fourth suspect that we was talking about? Well, they wind up capturing him. I hope y'all got y'all $5,000 for making sure that Asir Boone was captured.
Captured the fourth suspect in a mass shooting at a SEPTA bus stop where 8 Northeast high school students were injured.
U.S. Marshals say the search for 17-year-old Asir Boone led them to south to Virginia, where Boone was in hiding after the shooting nearly 2 weeks ago. This is the 10 o'clock news. I'm Jason Martinez.
And I'm Sheba Russell. Boone is now awaiting extradition back here to Philadelphia.
And Seanette, you spoke to the U.S. Marshals about Boone's capture and time on the run.
So officials say that they believe that Boone took a bus, maybe a Greyhound, to flee to Virginia. They believe that he did so, feeling the pressure that they were closing in on him. A series of videos showing 17-year-old Asir Boone in a gray hooded shirt, captured and cuffed, taken into custody. He's the last of four suspects wanted in the ambush shooting of 8 students at a SEPTA bus stop nearly 2 weeks ago.
We believe that Mr. Boone, immediately after being identified, took a bus down to Alexandria, Virginia, and has been there since the middle of last week.
U.S. Marshals, along with the Capital Area Regional Fugitive Task Force, arrested Boone around 12:15 this afternoon in Alexandria, Virginia. The arrest comes nearly a week after they released his name and picture to the public and announced a reward.
Late last evening, we developed an apartment complex that had ties to Philadelphia that we thought Mr. Boone was going to be.
Investigators say this morning a female associate to Boone who had ties to Philly answered their door knock
and confirmed that Asir Boone was in there. He complied to our officer's commands and he was arrested without incident.
The other three suspects are in custody and charged. 18-year-old Jamal Tucker turned himself in Friday, March 8th, 2 days after the shooting. U.S. Marshals tracked down 18-year-old Anile Bugs and 19-year-old Jermod Carter. As for Boone, authorities believe he was in Germantown, North Philly, then Montgomery County, staying with former associates, but then fled south once his identity was made public by investigators and the reward announced. But again, Alexandria, Virginia was the end of the road for the teen.
He didn't really say anything. Our deputies described it more as he looked relieved, he looked tired, but he wasn't asked any questions, and we didn't ask any questions of him.
And so we mentioned that Boone did have some help. We asked authorities whether any other people could face charges as it relates to them helping him. Jason, Sheba, they say that that will be up to the district attorney.
Listen, I hope baby girl got her $5,000. I hope baby girl got her $5,000. You know what I'm saying? Because she definitely was the one that called and was like, listen, this boy gonna get caught. He crazy. He can't be living with me. And so he ain't got no money. He ain't got nowhere to go. He ain't got no lawyers. Let me go ahead and get this 5 bands. Hey, baby girl, don't spend it all in one place. Don't go down there to Mexico and go and get you a BBL. All right? Put it towards your student loans. Pay off them baby hairs and get that after pay up out of there. So thank God we finally found all four suspects that does not solve for or mitigate the idea that they have been on the run and terrorizing the community. And this is just the first time that they probably got caught. See, most of the time, what people don't really take into consideration is that for a long time prior to you actually getting in trouble or getting caught, you probably was doing a whole bunch of other stuff that we just didn't recognize or we didn't see. This is just the time that you got caught doing it. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead, throw them under the jail, throw away the key. I might even go down to look at the trial, sit in the audience, and then yell in the background, ah, I can't believe y'all out there shooting up bus stops. I might be down there. But shout out to the snitches. They are the real heroes of the community, not the stepbaby daddy, but the snitches. All right? In addition to that, hold on. We want to make sure that we, a 27-year-old mother was murdered at a Subway. I believe this was in D.C. Check it out, man.
Police in Prince George's County still searching for two men wanted for the murder of a young mother outside a fast food restaurant. It happened in District Heights over the weekend. Fox 5 is getting to show you more surveillance video of the crime that's devastated a large and loving family. Bob Barnard is live in the District Heights right now and with the latest with this investigation. Bob?
Hey there, Shamari. In the surveillance video you're about to see, you get a pretty good look at the alleged gunman's face. A man wanted for murder after what appeared to be just an ordinary visit to this Subway sandwich shop here on Silver Hill Road in District Heights. First, a little more about the victim.
This is Jessica Somerville, the 27-year-old Prince George's County woman shot and killed early Sunday morning. Her brother, T-Rock, says Jessica was an employee of the U.S. Postal Service.
Rebuke your name being T-Rock. Man, get a regular name. T-Rock.
And the mother of a precious little girl, 6-year-old Jacy. This is surveillance video released by Prince George's County Police. Jessica's last moments alive. We've blurred her image on the left there. You can see the two murder suspects on the right, inside the Subway, also at the counter. It seems as though there may have been a brief interaction, but that's it. Then, minutes later, one of the suspects covers his face with his hat. Police say that's the gunman, the one who is now being sought for murder. Soon, the women leave the restaurant. Wait.
So they didn't know that it was cameras everywhere, including in a restaurant, leading up to them taking a 27-year-old mother's life? Jesus Christ. Protect the community. Protect the community. Hold it down. Hey, I bet you that it's going to be some people with some t-shirts on saying, free my brother. Free my brother. B-R-U-D-D-H-A. Free my brother. Look like a hit to me, Connie. Look just like a hit to me.
Two men would quickly follow and walk straight to the victim's car, one on each side. You'll see the front driver's side door open. It appears the man with his face covered reaches in, and there's a struggle. And then, what was to be the fatal gunshot. Somebody else in the car gets out of the back seat and goes after the gunman. It's a brief struggle with punches thrown before that person runs away in what seems to be sheer terror. It is a man with a gun they were struggling with. Soon, the suspects leave the parking lot. Those with Jessica appear frantic over the realization she's been fatally wounded. Mm. Her family says Jessica had stopped at the Subway with her U.S. Postal Service co-workers on their way home from their Saturday shift. Prince George's County Police are hoping somebody will recognize this man. If you know him, you'll know it's him. Police say people are calling Crime Solvers with tips. They're hoping the calls keep coming.
Every day you walk past a killer. Every day you walk past killers. Sometimes some of y'all are riding with a killer. You riding with somebody that's wanted for something, that's doing something in their past, and they trying to wash it away or act like they don't remember it. Man, be careful who you riding with. Be careful who you go to lunch with. Ain't nobody safe out here in these streets anymore. Zero, zilch, nada. Last but not least, at the top of the totem pole, an Atlanta mother. Ain't nothing like a good old Atlanta scam that get us on started on a Millionaire Morning Show. An Atlanta mother tells her kid to steal a purse, teaching her how to scam too. Shout out to Atlanta.
Showed you this video that police say shows a mother telling her child to steal. Now tips from Fox 5 viewers have led to her arrest. Good evening, and thanks so much for joining us tonight for Fox 5 News at 5. I'm Tom Haynes.
I'm Courtney Bryant. The video was shocking. Police say a mother used her small child to snatch a purse at a busy restaurant.
Now that mother, Kenya Butler, faces charges. Fox 5's Doug Evans broke the story and has the latest developments all new at 5.
Noonan police say it was Kenya Butler seen on that surveillance video eating with a group of others at a Noonan restaurant when she is seen getting up from the table with her 7-year-old daughter, then taking that girl to an empty booth and encouraging her to steal an unattended purse. It was this shocking video played on Fox 5 that prompted a number of people to call the Noonan Police Department with the mother's name. The video shows a little girl taking a purse from an empty booth and hiding it as she leaves the restaurant. Police say it's clear to them the mother put the child up to it.
After it aired on the media, We received a couple of phone calls that tipped us off, and we were able to identify Kenya Butler as the offender in this case based on those phone calls.
The woman's been identified as a Union City mother of three, 27-year-old Kenya Butler.
She kind of looked like the brick lady. Don't she look like the brick lady a little bit? She kind of give me brick lady vibes. And shout out to all of my ladies in Atlanta that's out here finessing and stealing and teaching their kids to do the same thing. Mother of three in a restaurant, looking to finesse, always got their eyes on a swivel, looking to find out where your purse is. Can't go nowhere. And then don't y'all realize that cameras is literally in every single crack and crevice. It's on the phones. The devices is listening to you. It's in the air. It's cameras everywhere. It's cameras everywhere. What y'all thought that was just going to be the end of it? Look, man, you going to jail. Your record is now going to be put out there. It ain't going to be sealed. It's going to be unsealed. Y'all out here just being crazy.
She's charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor and theft by taking. Her 7-year-old daughter is not the one in trouble here. Police say the mother is the one seen on the surveillance video taking the girl over to the empty booth, saying something to the child.
With some dunks on.
As the little girl leaves with the purse.
Dunks is the new black Air Force Ones.
Police say the group with the mother quickly left the restaurant after the purse was taken.
Look at all of the rest of the women scammers. Look at all of the rest of the women scammers. They stole a purse and all of the little hussies. Do you know what most servers tell me? You know what most servers tell me? Most servers tell me that they hate, absolutely hate, seeing a group of mothers, not mothers, they hate seeing a group of women coming into their restaurant, a specific group of women coming into their restaurant. That's what they tell me. They can't stand it. A whole bunch of women coming in at the same time. They're going to be there. They're going to be loud. They're going to sit there for a whole long time. They're going to take up a lot of space. They're going to be there for 3, 4, 5 hours. And they're not going to really even tip that good. And they're going to expect for you to give exceptional service. And they might be stealing your purse.
Skipping out on a more than $500 bill. Police are still trying to identify this.
They skipped out on a $500 bill. See, I wasn't even expecting that part. Hold on.
Skipping out on a more than $500 bill, police are still trying to identify this man, who police say it appears from the surveillance video is the one responsible for the bill.
So how did the man become responsible for the bill, but all of the women were sitting there at the table? Okay, so wait a minute. Y'all stole a purse. You stole food. You skipped out on the bill. And now the man with the fake love, rich sex shirt on is the one that's being held accountable. I wasn't expecting that. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that is your quick hits, y'all. That is your quick hits. Jesus.